This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz held delegation-level talks at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. This visit, being the Chancellor's first to the country, marks an important chapter in Indo-German relations. Both leaders discussed to enhance cooperation across a wide spectrum of sectors. Both the leaders also reviewed the progress made in the India-Germany strategic partnership, which has recently completed 25 years. The bilateral discussions focused on trade, investment and high-end technology, while also advancing critical partnerships in defence, green sustainable development and science and research. Earlier, the two leaders visited the historic Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Both the leaders also participated in the International Kite Festival at Sabarmati Riverfront. Mr. Merz arrived in Ahmedabad early this morning on a two-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion of National Youth Day, the Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. He will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. The Prime Minister will release the essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays on India's developmental priorities and long-term nation-building goals. The 64th mission of the PSLV C-62, carrying on Earth Observation Satellite EOS-N1 and 14 other commercial payloads, encountered an anomaly toward the end of the PS-3 stage after launch from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota this morning. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance of the vehicle up to the end of the third stage was as expected. However, close to the end of the third stage, a slightly higher disturbance in the vehicle's roll rates was observed, followed by a deviation in the flight path. He added that the data is currently being analysed. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces picked up movement of suspected drones in several forward areas along the international border and line of control in Samba, Rajouri and Poonch districts last evening. Our correspondent reports that all the flying objects came from the Pakistan side and returned after hovering over Indian territory for a few minutes. According to officials, security forces have launched a search operation on the ground after noticing the suspected drone activity in the forward areas. Army troops guarding the Nowshera sector along the LOC in Rajouri fired from medium and light machine guns on observing drone movement over Ganya Kalsian village. In Iran, nationwide anti-government protests have entered their 16th day. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency said the death toll has reached 544 and the protests have continued to grow despite an internet shutdown and phone lines being cut across the country. More than 10,600 people have reportedly been arrested. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran wants to negotiate, adding that a meeting with the Islamic Republic's leadership is being organized. He, however, said that Washington may have to act before the meeting due to the ongoing protests and violence against protesters. On the other hand, Iran's parliamentary leader, Speaker Mohammad Bakir Kalibaf, has warned that Tehran will consider U.S. military and commercial bases legitimate targets for retaliation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel is closely monitoring the fallout from widespread Iranian protests. Netanyahu and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke last night. National capital Delhi is reeling under an intense cold spell as temperature in the city dipped to 2.9 degrees Celsius this morning. In the other parts of the country, the lowest minimum temperature was recorded in Amritsar at 1.1 degrees Celsius, followed by Churu in Rajasthan at 1.3 degrees Celsius. And that is the end of this news bulletin.